So I want to ask you, have you actually used copanlisib yourself?
I have used a little bit of copanlisib in clinical trials, but rarely.
Okay, but I wanted to ask you more about the issue with glucose control, because it's been, as I've been talking to people, I'm not really clear. Am I correct in saying it's mainly actually during the infusion? What's the time course of when this happens?
Well, there was clearly during the clinical trial some very strict instruction regarding glucose control. I think it's not a big issue for patients who don't have a disequilibrium in glucose metabolism underlying. So, for those patients, you may find hyperglycemia the night of the infusion and the morning after, but it resolves spontaneously, and you may not have to intervene for this patient. You may want to check because sometimes there is diabetes that is not diagnosed in some patients, but I think if you go over that for the first two or three infusions, you can go without significant monitoring, I will say, for the other infusion, maybe once a month to make sure there is no increased disequilibrium, but having glucose checks the day after will be enough. For those patients who have an underlying diabetes, then you may have to use a little bit of insulin the night after the infusion or the morning after. One or two days may be enough, but obviously you don't want to provoke a disequilibrium of this diabetes in these patients.
Any way to compare indirectly quality of life? Because this sounds more like a paper toxicity that doesn't necessarily make the patient feel bad. Any way to compare quality of life on alpelisib slash duvelisib compared to copanlisib? Do you think there's less toxicity, less complications? The patient feel any different?
Well, I think, first of all, there are some patients on idelalisib and duvelisib that do pretty well for 1 year, 1 year and a half, 2 years. So these patients do well, and they have to be monitored again for transaminitis or neutropenia at the beginning for infection, but everything does well. It's a minority of patients, but these patients do fairly well. For those patients with copanlisib, I think there are probably less side effects directly related to the drug and to the side effects provoked by the drug, but there is the issue of monitoring this patient regularly, coming to the hospital every week. And after 3, 4, 5 months, I think it's quite cumbersome for the patient to come every week to the hospital.